Ann Arbor's Downtown Development Authority opted to open the new underground parking structure with over 700 parking spaces by having this car cut a ceremonial ribbon. That's an electric Nissan Leaf silently heading to one of the structure's six electric vehicle chargers. Other environmentally friendly features of the structure include recycled steel, having much of the excavated sand being used in other Michigan projects, and rainwater detention tanks. DDA Executive Director Susan Pale says the structure was also designed for people as well as cars.
There's natural light all through that garage. They have four stairwells, which is a lot for a very small site. And these stairwells are oversized, so you get natural light down four floors, kind of like the U of M Law Library, where you see the light going down. What you feel as you walk through there is a sense of comfort because there's natural light. There's stainless steel, which is really a lovely conduit for color. Their thoughtfulness and also how they laid it out.
Mayor John Heefje says the Library Lane parking structure design team should win an architectural award. He says the parking structure is wonderful, but now the community needs to focus even more on alternative transportation.
If we're going to grow jobs in the city, we need more transit. I know I certainly don't want to build any more parking structures. Other council members have said the same thing. But if you're not going to build parking structures and you want to have jobs in your city, then you need more transit. You need more busing. You need trains. You need a way to get people to the city without their cars. You need cycling and you need walkability. And those are all things that we have in spades, but we need to expand them.
Questions of what will be built on top of the underground structure remain, with a group hosting an Imagine a Park picnic Saturday. For the opening event, however, city officials simply celebrated what's completed.
There's a party in the parking lot tonight.
Andrew Pooley, WEMU News.